Augie, what is your favorite band?
Shinedown.
Now, this is why I wrote my notes. It said, now, if things go as expected, his answer was Shinedown, a rock band from Jacksonville, Florida. Although I suspect it is still a bit of a toss-up with Cloverton. Right, Augie? You like Cloverton too?
Yeah.
Which is a band, a contemporary Christian band, as you know, from... I wouldn't consider them hard rock, but they are rock. And they're out of, do you remember where?
Kansas.
They are Kansas. Manhattan, Kansas.
That's because my the speech teacher made them singer.
That was nice.
Kansas.
Now, last year, well, maybe during the 4 days we have, well, I don't know how we do it. Last year, Cloverton released a new album, and Shinedown just released one, didn't they?
Yep.
What do you remember the name of the album? Exactly. Shinedown. Attention, attention. So what's my favorite song from Attention, Attention?
It was Special.
Right. And you can see my notes here, Augie. See, he knows me, smiley face. I predicted it, so I predicted your band and that you would know it. It is special, and the name of the song is actually all lowercase on purpose. All of the songs are all uppercase except for Special, which is all lowercase. You'd have to read more about what the lead singer says about it to make it clear. But the tune begins with these verses. And it would be better singing it, just not by me. Hurry up before you go and get old. Hurry up before your blood runs cold. None of us were ever meant to stay. We're all going to find out one day. You see, life's too short to run it like a race. So it's never going to matter if you win first place. Because
we're all the same.
Exactly. Stop waiting on your 15 minutes of fame. See, now people on the internet can't hear you singing. It's great, because you're not special. I'm just going to read it, because they see now I'm listening to you and trying to read it. I'm not trying to rain on your parade, but you're not special. I'm not trying to bring you down. I'm not trying to sound so ineffectual, but you're not special. Depressing words, aren't they? Nothing like someone going against the perpetual self-esteem propaganda modern society feeds everyone from an early age. You are special. You can grow up and be whatever you want. Haven't we all heard that? Nope. I'm not trying to rain on your parade, but you're not special. I'm not trying to bring you down. I'm not trying to sound so ineffectual, but you're not special. But you know what? I don't actually find those words, even from the first second that I heard them, depressing. Instead, they actually lift my spirit. But before I tell you why, let's see if what I just read aligns with the Bible. Are we special? Are you special, Deb? Are you special, Augie?
God says I was special.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what the Bible says. For instance, if we look at what we just read, or I read to you, you heard. He sings, Brent, what's his last name, do you remember, the lead singer?
Smith,
right. Brent Smith sings, because we are all the same. Are we? Let's turn to Ecclesiastes and see. This is Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 18 through 22. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, 18 through 22. Three, 18 through 22.
Never heard of a book called Ecclesiastes.
It is an interesting book, one that you have to take into context. Are we there? Okay, 18 through 22. I said in my heart with regard to the children of man that God is testing them, that they may see that they themselves are but beasts. For what happens to the children of man and what happens to the beasts is the same. As one dies, so dies the other. They all have the same breath, and man has no advantage over the beasts, for all is vanity. All go to one place, all are from the dust, and to dust all return. Who knows whether the spirit of man goes upward and the spirit of the beast goes down into the earth? So I saw that there is nothing better than that a man should rejoice in his work, for this is his lot. Who can bring him to see what will be after him. Now, if there are a set of verses in Scripture that should cure the modern self-esteem propaganda, those would seem to be them, wouldn't they? Not only are we all the same between ourselves, but we're the same as beasts. We are reminded that we all came from dust and will be returning to it. And what?
According to Genesis, woman came from a man's rib.
Right, but he came from the dust, so theoretically she came from dust too, correct? Does that make sense? And it tells us also what we just read, that God is testing us that we may see that we ourselves are but beasts. Okay. Now, although every word in Ecclesiastes is inspired, agreed? Do you agree that it's in Scripture? If we take it into context, many of the words in Ecclesiastes are hyperbolic, and they're generally positive or negative. Which one?
Negative,
right. However, the reality is that we all do come from dust, and we will all return to it, whether a common laborer or a world leader, whether an untouchable or a movie star, whether a simpleton or the world's greatest thinker. The fact we are all from dust and will return to it shows up very early in Scripture. Does anybody remember the occasion? It shows up really early in Scripture. Can you remember the occasion?
Genesis.
It is in Genesis, and it was right after our
what?
Go ahead. Right. See, you got it. Right when Adam and Eve sinned, or as I put it here, right after our original parents blew it in the garden. In God's harsh, self-esteem-busting words to Adam, let's look together. Genesis 3:19. Genesis 3:19. Are we there? By the sweat of your face you shall eat bread till you return to the ground, for out of it you were taken, for you are dust, and to dust you shall return. So they may be depressing words in Ecclesiastes, but did the writer of Ecclesiastes, who do we think he was?
Solomon,
right? Did the writer of Ecclesiastes make up the fact that we return to dust?
No.
So you know what? It does seem that Shinedown is right in stating that we are all the same. As the old adage goes, everyone puts one's pants on one leg at a time. Right? There's nobody who's so magical they can put both legs on at the same time. Short of sitting on a couch, I suppose. Well, still wouldn't be quite doing it. And Shinedown is also right claiming none of us were ever meant to stay. We're all going to find out someday. Now, I personally believe that when we were created, when humans were first created, we were meant to stay. That God created us to live forever, and that's why there was a tree of life in the garden. However, since sin entered this world, we are all meant to die. And it. Yeah, now we are. Not when Adam and Eve were created, they weren't created to die. But since their sin, we are born to die. But you know what? I think that's actually a blessing. You know why? Well, could you imagine how much closer to hell this world would be if nobody ever died? That would mean that evil men and women would be able to continue their destructive ways. Couldn't kill them. You and I would never escape from it. Not to mention, for all eternity, we'd watch those we care for suffer.
We may not even be born.
Well, who knows? But my point, though, is considering sin rules this world, isn't it actually a blessing that God allowed death to happen?
Yes.
Exactly. Praise God that our eternity only starts when he has removed sin from the universe. Until then, there is no eternity. Eternity only starts once he removed sin from the universe. Okay, And yes, it is true, when Brent Smith sings, we're all going to find out one day. Let's look at Hebrews 9:27. Hebrews 9:27. This is probably a relatively familiar verse. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27. Almost there?
Yep.
There, my love?
Yep.
Okay, 9:27. And just as it is appointed for man to die once, and after that comes what?
Judgment.
Judgment day.
We will all find out one day. And sadly, it's not going to be a happy realization for most at the judgment seat. And I say that because Matthew 7:13 and 14 say, enter by the narrow gate. For the gate is wide and the way is easy that leads to destruction. And those who enter it are many. For the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life. And those who find it are few. And because of that, when you look at the world around you, you should mourn. Every indication of Scripture, I believe, if you do an honest review of this book, which is inspired by God, every indication of Scripture, I believe, is that the majority, the vast majority of people will not be in heaven. Out of their own choice, they will not be in heaven. And they will find out someday, right? They will find out the hard way when there is no undo or redo button. When a God of choice, a God of love, gives them what they want and insisted on, that's when they will learn. That is, he will give them separation from him.
Isn't that Judgment Day?
That is Judgment Day. Awesome. And basically on Judgment Day, he, in my opinion, he is giving everybody who dies what they want. As Christians, what do we want? Eternity with him. As non-Christians, what do they want? Separation from him. They want to be their own gods or follow other gods. And he gives it to them. The problem is...
other gods are not real.
They're not real, exactly.
Wait, that's the problem you're talking about?
So the song may lift my spirit, but that realization does not. It does not lift my spirit to think. And it's not just family. You know, I have family members who are unlikely to be in heaven. But doesn't it disturb you when you look at the town and you're running people into town here and to realize that there is nothing you or God can do because of where they've set their heart? They won't be in heaven. And regardless of what hell actually is, it's pretty clear from Jesus' words that nobody really should want to go there. Okay. So Shinedown seems basically on the mark so far. But what about these words? Brent Smith sings... you see, life's too short to run it like a race, so it's never going to matter if you win first place, because we're all the same. I suspect that you are familiar, if you've read a lot of Scripture, but does the Bible have analogies with racing, running a race? Do you remember any? Probably a little... Yeah, so well, let's look at a couple, because let's see if they align with what Brent Smith said. The first one we're going to look at is Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. Are we there?
Yep.
Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Before we talk about it, let's look at 1 Corinthians 9:24 also. 1 Corinthians 9:24. Are you there? Okay. Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one receives the prize? So run that you may obtain it.
Dad?
Yeah?
Sometimes in a race, three people win the prize.
Only one wins first prize, though.
Correct. Because most races do top three gets a prize.
There you go. Okay, will you admit that what I read from Shinedown in those words do seem to conflict, don't they? Mm-hmm. He's saying, don't worry about running the race. It's, you know, life, what were his exact words? You see, life's too short to run it like a race. The writer of Hebrews tells us to run with endurance the race that is set before us. And Paul tells us to run that you may obtain the prize. Looks like a contradiction. But, you know, it's not quite. We like to say you should take Bible verses in context. Well, we have to take Shinedown's words in context too, don't we? Attention, Attention is an album. That's the name of the album. Attention, Attention is an album where you need to listen to the entire package to better understand its message. In this case, the song just before it is called what?
Get Up.
Get Up, all caps. Get Up. Which is encouraging people to, guess what? Get up! Right, you got it, Augie. So this is how it goes. This is going to be sounding a little repetitive, but you'll get the point. Get up, get up, get a move on. Get up, get up. What's taking so long? Get up, get up, get a move on. Stop stalling. I'm calling out. Get up, get up, get a move on. Get up, get up. Ain't nothing wrong. Because I believe you can be whatever. And I agree you can do much better. Trust me. Those are the words in Get Up. And Shinedown actually, and very intentionally, sneaks refrains from Get Up into Special. So those, part of those, not the whole thing, but part of those words actually end up in Special. And my take on the line, life's too short is to run like a race, is that you shouldn't think you have to be an Olympic gold medal winning runner to get up, get up, get a move on. Life is too short to wait, especially because in the metaphorical race, if you wait until you're really good at racing, if you wait in the metaphorical race, you are not special. I'm not special. We're not special. So agreeing with Shinedown, we shouldn't wait, right? Let's get up, get up, get a move on. Stop stalling. Reach out to people. Talk about God. You don't have to, you know, if you think about it from a, we don't know the right words. Don't wait. If you wait till you actually can do it perfectly, you're just never going to do it. So, a quick aside, just in case, to people here, but also if you listen on the internet, although Shinedown's music is very clean compared to a lot of rock, especially the same style of rock, if you listen to the whole thing, it has at least two swear words, including one F-bomb.
Actually, I recorded more than two. Like, it says...
Well, we don't have to list them. We have to list them. There are at least a couple, then. How's that sound? There are at least two, right?
At least two, yeah.
Although I wish they weren't there, they're not gratuitous. They actually fit the painful realities he's discussing. The album's talking about somebody going through self-realization and stuff. But I wanted to give you a heads up, because that way you can make a conscious-based decision whether you want to listen to it. I do not believe any of the songs that I mentioned in the sermon today have swear words in them. So I think you can listen to Get Up, I think you can listen to Special, and I am going to mention Brilliant, which is which song on the album?
The last one.
I don't think any of those have swear words in them.
And neither does the Human Radio, second to last, my favorite.
There you go. Yes, Human Radio is your favorite. Now back to our regularly scheduled program. Earlier I said that the tune lifts my spirit. Why do you think that is? It's because it's liberating to me. It's liberating it. I am not alone. You are like me. I am like you. Everybody in history is just like me. They're not special except for
Jesus,
of course. And for me, that fact, the fact that nobody really is special, that everybody puts their pants on one leg at a time, that everybody returns to dust, that's a liberating fact. God is doing his work of regeneration on me, but I come up short. Often, I come up short. I am probably above average intelligence-wise, but not near as smart as many others, and I've wasted the gifts that I have. I am not totally out of shape, but I'm not physically fit and never have been terribly coordinated. If I continued to list all the different ways that I come up short, you'd be sitting here the rest of the day and possibly into tomorrow. I'm not a failure, I wouldn't say that, but I would be far from a success as society would define it. How about you? But actually, not only am I not special, the people who do excel in piety, intelligence, physical prowess, and so on, they aren't special either. Not a single one of them. So every morning, I need to get up, get a move on. And what's the next line?
Get up, it's taking so long.
Oh, that's the second one. The first one is get up, get a move on, stop stalling, right?
Stop stalling, I'm
lying out. Right, stop stalling, and that's what I need to do. Okay, before we wrap up, let's look at one more set of verses. 1 Peter 2:9. 1 Peter 2:9. We got it? But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. When God adopted you into his family, you became part of a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession. No, you didn't earn it. None of your works were required to attain that status, nor do any of us have works that help us retain that status. No works required to attain the status. No works required to retain that status. It's all by grace. But it does make the four of us here, yes, those listening on the internet, was a small gathering today, but that does make the four of us here special in one very important way. It makes us quite extraordinary because we're part of that royal priesthood. Let that realization as a whole, let the realization that as a whole you aren't special liberate you, because it should be. For me, it's liberating. And let the fact that you are part of God's royal priesthood encourage you to listen to the final, or to the chorus of the final song on Attention, Attention. And this is what the chorus on the final song says. What was the name of that song again, Augie?
Brilliant.
Let me clear my throat. Let me catch my breath. Let me bleed, my heart bleed out till there's nothing left. It's my day to be...
Brilliant.
Exactly. It's my day to be brilliant. Every day in God's family, every day in God's family is your day to be brilliant. Be brilliant in Christ.